in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today.
Hallelujah.
Proclaiming the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We remember yesterday, the crippled man was healed by the name of Jesus. He was completely healed. Hallelujah. The ram's horn calling us to listen today that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm reading from the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verse 11. While he clung to Peter and John, the healed men, why did he cling to Peter and John? He thinks they did it. He wants to be very close to them because he thinks they did it. But they didn't do it. We'll see who did it. All the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. They were utterly astonished. They saw this man at the beautiful gate so many times begging alms. They were astonished. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by some power or piety we had that made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over to be rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him, but you rejected the Holy One, the Righteous One, and asked to have a murderer given to you in his place." And so, Peter is talking about the coming of Jesus, that through his resurrection, in the name of Jesus, by power of the name of Jesus, this man stands to you healthy, no longer a crippled, in the name of Jesus. We didn't do it. We have no power in ourselves, but it is the name of Jesus and faith in the name of Jesus that has given this man a whole body again. You know, it's the same Jesus that we have, and we claim that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if that's true, we should be raising people up in Jesus' name. We should be touching people so that they get fixed, so that they get healed. We should be doing that. But you know, we think that was for the apostles only. No, Jesus said, "You shall lay hands upon the sick, and you shall see them get well." He's talking about you, talking about me, talking about us.
"The same things I did, you will do and greater," says Jesus. You see, when Jesus rose into heaven to the Father, he sent the kingdom of God down upon this earth. He created a new race of people, born again, born from above. He made you supernatural. He put the power of heaven within you. If you can see it, you can receive it. Do we have vision to see? You know, a lot of us, we're praying too small because our vision is too small. We're praying too small because our vision is too small. I don't want to ask Jesus for a house. I want to say, "Jesus, give me a nation." I don't want to ask Jesus to just heal a little part of this person. I want to say, "Jesus, complete healing, total freedom, full of provision." The name of Jesus carries all the graces of heaven. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, receive abundant life. In the name of Jesus, receive provision. What can you believe Jesus doing for you today? What can you see Jesus doing the miracle? Jesus has wonderful promises. And when he opens our eyes to these treasures, they become yours. I can have healing when I receive Jesus. I can have freedom. I can have a new life. I can receive the power of God, and I can release it as the apostles did. Everyone wants to be in proximity to the power of God. Now, we have no power upon our own, neither do you. But the same God who created this universe, the same God who created every cloud, the sun, every tree, every person, he dwells within you. The God who has no need for me, who has no need for any of us, has chosen to use us as his vessels to release his kingdom, has to release his love. Man, I can't think of anything greater. I can't think of anything more exciting. I can't think of anything worth more to live. We see everyone cheering at the Celtics, at the Patriots. That's okay. But, oh, I can't think of anything better that the God who is all chooses the nothing, which is me and you. And he puts the everything in the nothing. And he says, go and have authority. Go and have dominion. Go and release the kingdom of God. Go and be a miracle worker. And if you can hear me right now, Jesus Christ is using me to speak to you directly today.
And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, named Jesus, his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and whom you know. And in the faith that is through Jesus, he has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. It's all about the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus, risen from the dead. He is the one who heals people. You say, but everyone's not healed. You know what? It is not my business to make people healed. It is my business to proclaim the name of Jesus and to watch people get healed. Why some and why not another? I don't understand that. But we continue to pray in the name of Jesus by the power of his blood that people would be healed. You see, these are the things that you learn from the Acts of the Apostles. We need to be an Acts of the Apostles parish, Acts of the Apostles people. Yes. We need to be that kind of people because the Holy Spirit has been given to us by grace. How we need the Holy Spirit, how we need to proclaim the Lord Jesus, how we need to tell people it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. Don't hold on to me. Hold on to Jesus. He'll give you what you need. He loves you. He has plans for your life. He has a destiny for you. Do you know that? That Jesus has a destiny for all of us, a destiny for you, a destiny for me, a destiny for Anthony, a destiny for all of you. And you see, as you proclaim Jesus, you will see things happen. Barbara Sevillis prayed in the name of Jesus for a man who had cancer, and he was healed. Maureen prayed for a person who had cancer in the name of Jesus, and he was healed.
Oh.
These are the things that should be happening to you, through you, and for you. This is what it's all about. It's not about, well, Father Tom is going to preach today, and Anthony's going to preach today. It's all about Jesus, the living God, the Savior of the world, the healer of our being. It's about Jesus. Who do you proclaim? You proclaim, well, would you pray for me? Pray in the name of Jesus for yourself. But I don't pray for myself. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, ask him to do something absolutely new to you, for you, and through you.
Who are you proclaiming today? Are you proclaiming sickness upon yourself or Jesus? Depression or Jesus? Poverty or Jesus? You see, Jesus wants to make you a sign and a wonder for him. What do signs do? Signs point people towards a certain direction. Jesus wants to make your life a sign to point people to Jesus. He wants you to do wonders so people can wonder, where is this power coming from? It's coming to Jesus. Jesus wants to make you a billboard for his glory, that his glory can be displayed through your life. I was driving to the highway to Quincy, and there was billboards, billboards, billboards. Will you be a billboard for Jesus? Will you give up your life and receive the divine life Jesus has for you? Will you let go of your burdens and receive Jesus's glory? Jesus said, all who are burdened and heavy weary, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. Let him use you. Let him fill you. Let him make you a sign and a wonder. How do we do it? We got to become a pure vessel as well. It's very important. We've got to become a pure vessel, because the purity we carry allows the Spirit to flow through us. We got to let go of sin. We got to let go of pain. We got to let go of things from the past. And we got to invite the fire of God to come into us and purify us. We're baptized in water. That regenerates us. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. That puts God's power in you. Then we ask God to baptize us in fire. And that fire is purifying. That is a purifying, refining fire. Ask Lord Jesus, purify me in your fire today. Burn out everything that's of me. And just let me only reside with things that are of you. Today, ask Jesus to make you a sign so that you point people to the kingdom of God. Ask him to let you do wonders through you so people wonder, what power is in this person? It's the Holy Spirit. And let Jesus make you a billboard so he can display his might, his glory, his kingdom through you, so you can allow Jesus to save people.
I love that image of being a billboard. And it's not one that goes off and on. It's a billboard that continues its duty of showing people Jesus Christ, the Lord, the giver of life. Verse 17, and now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, that killing Jesus on a cross, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that the Messiah would suffer and repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Yes, Isaiah 53 tells us about the death of Messiah, tells us about the wounds of Messiah, tells us about the healing from the wounds of Messiah. Oh, yes. It was written that he would suffer for our sake, that he would be scourged for our sake, that he would be crowned with thorns for our sake. And we need to know that. The power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, we need to know that, and we need to proclaim it to people. You see, people don't know. They don't know. They don't know the power of God. They think, well, you know what? I'm just a little person. You're the person that God wants to use in power. You're the person that God wants to bless in power. You're the person that God wants to touch in power. You just have to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mary's yes changed the world.
Oh!
It's true. She said, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. Your yes can change your circumstances and people around you. Maybe not the world, but people around you. Your world, my world, our world. Believe it, that you have the power to change people's worldview by the power of the name of Jesus. Let me continue. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that there will be times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. How we need times of refreshment. How we need that the Holy Spirit would refresh us in the name of Jesus, would call us to do the things that Jesus did, and even greater still.
And You know, the Father said, I'm only a little person, but here's the good news. The more little you are, the more God can use you. God doesn't want these big people. He wants little people where there's none of you and all of God, none of you and all of Jesus. You know, and the good news is there's a book written about all of us in heaven. Jesus really wants me to relate to you. The game is rigged. You have victory. Jesus already did it. The game is rigged. You have victory over your circumstance, victory over the demonic, victory over everything. Because on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. He's not going to shed one more drop of blood. He doesn't need to take one more scourge. He gave us victory, and now it's about us knowing who you are in Christ and walking in the victory, walking in your authority, walking in your dominion. You have victory. In the book of Psalms, it talks about there's a book in heaven written with every good deed that you will ever do. And all we need to do is persevere and let the Holy Spirit lead our life. Because the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. The Holy Spirit leads us into all healing. The Holy Spirit leads us into all power. Like yesterday, I had like a very long and busy day. It was a fruitful day for the Lord. But today I woke up and I was praying in my bed and I fell back asleep. And I woke up and I was late. I had maybe just an hour to get to Quincy. And everything wanted me to just go back to sleep. I said, no, in my book of life, God in the Holy Spirit, the will of God wants me to come preach and speak this word to you. So I got up and I got in the car and I drove. I got a coffee. I started praying in tongues. I got in the spirit. I fused my day into the will of God. And now I'm here. And now I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Now God's releasing his power upon you. You see, every day God has graces for you. He has divine appointments for you. He has things and new elements of his love and freedom for you. But we need to first fuse our day into God's will. We need to let the Holy Spirit blow upon our lives. And we need to live only for Jesus, not for our flesh. Only for the Holy Spirit, not for what we want in the second. And as we have this perseverance, and as we have this eye only to God, we wake up and we look to Jesus and we say, good morning, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let me reflect the Father's glory. Let me move with you today. I fuse myself into your divine will. Today, God, it's not about what my plans are for today. What plans do you have for me? And the will of God is fire. The will of God purifies you. Jesus was a man of fire. You want to be a man or a woman of fire? Then live in God's will every second of your life, and he will set you aflame.
Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of universal restoration that God announced long ago through the holy prophets. Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you from you, and you must listen to him, whatever he tells you. And it will be that everyone who does not listen to the prophet will be utterly rooted up out of the people of God. And all the prophets, as many as have spoken, predicted these days. You are descendants of the prophets.
Listen to the prophets.
You are descendants of the prophets, and the covenant that God gave to our ancestors, saying to Abraham, and in your descendants, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Oh, yes. Repentance is so necessary. We see so many people that, what must I do? You must repent of your sins. You must go to confession. You must tell the Lord that you're sorry and that you're not going to do it again. By his grace, you cannot keep that unless you get his grace. People say, I go to confession and I say the same things over and over. Well, ask for the grace and keep going, because there's sacramental presence that you receive in confession. Now we're going to see Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the certain, and the temple, and the Sadducees came to them. The Sadducees do not believe in the resurrection. Peter and John are proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. The Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. They are sad, you see, much annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. That's real. Sadducees are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. But we need to know that because Jesus has been risen from the dead, one day we will be just like Jesus, have new bodies. Hallelujah. New bodies, new spirits.
I just want to say, our spiritual blessings come from Jesus, but our physical blessings come because we are children of Abraham. Go to the Old Testament, go to Deuteronomy, go read all the blessings of Abraham, Genesis, all the blessing God promised Abraham. Every one of those blessings is for you.
That's Genesis 12. Read it, believe it, that these things that God promised Abraham are for our people, are for you, are for me. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came to them, much annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. So they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those heard the word and believed, and they numbered about 5,000. Do you see the multiplication that God does through the proclamation of the gospel? The proclamation of the gospel is that Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. He was buried for us. He rose from the dead for us.
For you.
For you, for me, for us. And he is the Lord of glory, the Lord of life. The next day, their rulers and elders, the scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly families. When he had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This is the stone that was rejected by the builders, has become the keystone." The keystone is the middle stone that holds the building together. It's not cornerstone, it's the keystone. That Jesus is the keystone that holds everything together. All things are found in him. All things are found through him. All things are found for him.
All healing and freedom is for him. So today, the Bible says, your eye is the light of the body. Let your eye be singular today. Look only upon God, and you will be filled with light. Today, you want to cultivate a spiritual atmosphere around you through prayer, through worship, through praise, that the angels go with you, that the fire of God is upon you. Angels only hang out with people they have things in common with. I get to hang out with angels because me and the angels love God. We love to worship God. We love to praise God. We love to preach the gospel, and that's for you too. We want to cultivate a spiritual atmosphere around us and become people of fire, so that anyone who comes into our presence, into our radius, they don't know what it is. They just feel good. They just feel heaven. They just feel love. They just feel peace. They just feel the kingdom. The kingdom of God is among us. The kingdom of God is upon me. I pray right now, may the kingdom of God come upon you. May God's fire fill you. May today you go walk in your authority. Jesus has given us all authority, all dominion. He gave us what Adam lost. He has returned us back to the original state. So today, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Today, be filled with the glory of God. Today, know who you are in Jesus Christ. Go out, walk in your authority. Become a sign to point people to the Father. And become a billboard that Jesus can display his glory through you.
I was praying with a young person recently, and he said, I see light in your eyes. I said, I don't see light. He said, but I do. I see light in your eyes. If you belong to Jesus, there is light in your eyes. Light in your eyes. Believe it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.